Music Mountain, folks, the summer is going by fast. Music Mountain will have concerts through September 18th. And September 1st comes up this week. So time is dwindling to see the great events that are being held at Music Mountain. And once again, we welcome the artistic director, Oscar Ruiz Espina. Oscar, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marshall. It's great to be here. Indeed, the summer is coming to a close, but not without a big climax during the Labor Day weekend coming up, both Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be an explosion of music, culture, something for everybody at Music Mountain. So I'm thrilled to be here to talk about all of that. So many events, family events, crepes, all sort of food, drinks, and great music and poetry.
And you've got you've got three events over the over those 2 days, and they are varied events. And even Labor Day is a big wrap up concert, the Labor Day benefit concert. So let's get into the weekend, because it is an interesting weekend with lots and lots of different things.
Yes. First, I mean, as I like that you brought it up, let's clarify. So first we have our staple concerts on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. These are ticketed concerts, and both of them will present the Mertz Trio with two different programs. Throughout the summer, Saturday at 7 p.m. has always been jazz. But traditionally, Labor Day weekend used to be the Shanghai Quartet before they moved back to Shanghai and China. And this time, we're going to continue that tradition of having a classical music concert on Saturday, this time with the Mertz Trio. And they are going to present a program with lots of works around the Ravel piano trio. And they will also have some readings. It's an inspiration from their latest album, Ink Spills, that combines, well, the Ravel Trio and other works, and poetry readings that the Mertz Trio will do from the stage. So that interesting program inspired, in a way, what comes at 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 3rd of September, Labor Day weekend, which is going to be two poetry readings, one by Barbara Bechtolsheim, the author, and that one will be a poetic dialogue with Haydn and Beethoven, looking at poems by American writers that were inspired by Beethoven and Haydn. A very interesting presentation of short recordings and poetry by American poets at 5 o'clock. And then we'll have Margaret Gibson, the Connecticut poet laureate, will do some readings from her 13 published books. And she wrote this so beautiful. She says that she will offer poems about living as one body with the earth. These poems celebrate the beauty of this earth, paying attention to it, deepening kinship with other living beings, and in this time of global climate emergency, grieving. These are poems lit with inner and outer sunlight and the energy of love. So that will be at 5 p.m. with Margaret Gibson and Barbara Bechtolsheim prior to our usual 7 p.m. concert. And kind of, I mean, interject whenever, Marshall, but if I may, I'll just go ahead and talk about the other events. So the day on Saturday starts at 11 a.m. at Music Mountain. This is Labor Day weekend, with the Mertz Trio playing for families with children. And they are going to play works by Nadia and Lily Boulanger, so beautiful music by women composers and others, in an interactive concert for children. It's a free event, and at 11 a.m. on Saturday. We'll have Crepe Royale, the food truck, So I think this is a beautiful plan for families to come up to enjoy music and then stay in our picnic tables on the great lawn for a lunch with Crepe Royale. And then that goes to 5 p.m., same day, Saturday the 3rd, Labor Day weekend, the two beautiful poetry readings, then leading to the 7 p.m., let's say, standard ticketed Music Mountain concert, and the final event of the day on Saturday, Stargazing event with Roger Liddell, starting immediately after the concert, approximately at 8:30, we're going to look at the stars, guided by Roger Liddell, and that obviously depends on clear skies. The weather looks great for Saturday at the moment, but nobody knows really, because you know, if it gets cloudy, we can't really see the stars. Dark it will be, that we know already, but the clouds we cannot control, so we might alternate with some projections of the latest NASA beautiful pictures from the latest telescope. So that's Saturday, quite a day coming up.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a Labor Day weekend, and so it's great that you have included concerts for the normal, let's say, your base audience, but also younger audiences, and also a nice little family day included in there with the MERS Trio, all at the same time. So you're really in this one day, spreading out and reaching many different generations from ages of 8, you know, you always say 8 to 80, with the various events on each day.
Yes, that's the idea. I mean, as we were saying earlier this season, we wanted to offer something for everybody. And this, in a way, is that final big festival celebration at Music Mountain. And, yeah, there is something for everybody. Also, I didn't mention, so the 7 p.m. concert is ticketed. But all other events, the family event, the poetry reading, and the stargazing event is free or are free. And so we invite everybody to come to Music Mountain to enjoy those events. And then moving on to Sunday, there is more. So Sunday is the big benefit concert at 3 p.m. to benefit Music Mountain. And in this program, we have actually the Messiaen Quartet for the End of Time, that is considered one of the greatest works of chamber music written in the 20th century, written and performed in a concentration camp during World War II. A very, very deep music, heartfelt, and you know, really, really, not, I would say, esoteric, but to, in a way, very philosophical piece that also includes a lot of bird song, because the composer was an ornithologist. So that leads to the pre-concert walk this time. This summer we have had several pre-concert talks that people have enjoyed to see the artists talk about the music right before they perform the concert. This time it will be a walk with Franz Sigmund of the Litchfield Audubon Society, and we'll walk through Music Mountain, not too far, just right there, very easy walk to listen to the birds, and then we'll come into air-conditioned Gordon Hall and listen to a few recordings, bird calls more than songs I hear at this time of year, and then tie it to the piece that we're going to play at 3 p.m. The rest of the program includes other works around the Quartet for the End of Time to give context. So a very special program and a great opportunity to support Music Mountain, 3 p.m. on Sunday of Labor Day weekend, featuring the MERS Trio, and I will have the great pleasure of joining them. So Oscar Spinarith, clarinet, artistic director, I will be so happy and honored to join and play for our lovely audience. So that will be my great pleasure. I'll be performing on Sunday. I hope everybody will come to celebrate with us.
And we're speaking, of course, with Oscar Espina Ruiz. And after this weekend, basically two more concerts left, the weekend of the 11th and then the weekend of the 18th. And wow, it's that's amazing.
It's a wrap. I mean, it's hard to believe, but yeah, the season is coming to an end, but not without two fantastic concerts. So the American String Quartet will perform on September 11th, and they will bring the great Beethoven String Quartet in C sharp minor, the Opus 131, Beethoven's favorite, together with a new work by Octavio Vázquez, who is also a pianist, and will perform with the American String Quartet. And then on the 18th of September, we have the great guitarist, Elliot Fisk, playing with the Cassatt String Quartet. And that program includes the last of the Haydn Sun Quartet series, the theme of the season, plus Boccherini, a new work, Turina, and really, really an interesting program of classics, and more discovery pieces to wrap up the season on the 18th of September.
Have tickets and more information at musicmountain.org. Oscar, always great to speak to you. Have a good weekend and a great weekend this weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Marshall.
Oscar Espina-Ruiz, the artistic director, Music Mountain, musicmountain.org.